the rules were announced earlier this year but are now being implemented at the Buffalo Niagara International Airport. In addition to laptops, other electronic devices such as smartphones and objects larger must be removed from carry-on baggage and placed in bins so that they may be run through detectors. Bart Johnson is a federal security director with the TSA, responsible for 14 airports, including Buffalo Niagara. He and two officers provided a demonstration of updated preparations for the scanners.
So, for example, the way this computer is situated now, they're going to have a clear view of it and be able to make the determination on whether or not it was tampered with. And if there's any evidence, you know, whatsoever on whether or not it was tampered with, they'll call it for a secondary search.
He advises travelers flying out of Buffalo to arrive early and be patient. Over the next few weeks, TSA officers will get used to the changes, and longer waits are likely.
It is involved training. We've been training over the past several weeks. We anticipate Buffalo to be fully implemented in the coming weeks once we feel comfortable that we could do it effectively and in accordance with the SOPs.
But Johnson says the changes are part of the TSA's ongoing commitment to protecting people from terrorists, keeping up and getting ahead of those who would target the nation's airlines. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.